Today is January 2nd, and on this day in history, the Russian fleet was defeated by the Japanese at Port Arthur. Port Arthur was, as its name implies, a port. Located at the southernmost tip of China, the Chinese government began to lease the port to Russia in 1897, which Russia in turn used as a naval base. It was an essential part of Russia's plan to establish a sphere of influence around Southeast Asia, but they had one problem: Japan. In the late 1800s, Japan had come into its own as a world power and was looking to expand its sphere of influence throughout Asia as well. The two countries entered into a complex geopolitical dance around the turn of the century over who would emerge as the true power in that part of the world. For instance, Japan offered to recognize Russia's power in Manchuria if Russia agreed that Korea would fall under Japan's sphere of influence. But the two countries couldn't agree on an arrangement, and in February of 1904, they began the Russo-Japanese War. At first, Russia was sure of an easy victory. They, like most of the world at the time, dismissed Japan as a non-Western country, and therefore inferior. But the Japanese weren't to be denied, and on January 2, 1905, the course of the war took a turn in Japan's favor with their defeat of the Russian Navy at Port Arthur. The victory came at the conclusion of a 5-month siege and saw the near-complete destruction of Russia's Pacific Fleet. This set off a series of victories for the Japanese that concluded with their eventual defeat of Russia, establishing Japan as a modern power, while dealing a serious blow to Russia's military influence around the world. In the years that followed, Russia would be rocked by revolution, with the country's defeat in the war as one of the key factors that set it off, while Japan would continue to fuel its expansionist policies. But all of that began on this day in history.